This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وأعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله وخيرته من خلقه صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى الآل والصحب الكرام أما بعد فاتقوا الله عباد الله واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون فإن الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله. My beloved brothers and sisters, it is important to recognize the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. And this will only happen with pondering. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah Almighty says, indeed, in the creation of the skies and the earth and the rotation of the night and the day are signs for those with sound intellect, those who are prepared to think. Allah Almighty says, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah describes those who ponder over the creation of Allah Almighty, and He says they are the ones who remember Him constantly, engaging in dhikr by repeating what we know as tasbihat or Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Glory be to Allah, all praise is due to Allah, Allah is the greatest, Allah is the most magnificent, etc. Repetition of these terms with concentration is also known as the remembrance of Allah. And it has a powerful impact on you, your body, your mind, your spirituality, your surroundings, those who live with you, and those who interact with you. So my brothers, my sisters, remember it is part of the remembrance of Allah to repeat these beautiful words. When you say a word of praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or when you send blessings and salutations upon Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it will show within your character, on your body, on your face, in your words, it will show around you, and it will be a pleasant, beautiful, positive force that will be in your company. So therefore, remember it is part of the remembrance of Allah. However, what is greater than that is to understand the instruction of Allah upon you and to be able to stay away from what He has prohibited and to be able to fulfill that which He made compulsory and to be able to continue to do good where it might not be compulsory but it is recommended as a sunnah. Your zakat of your wealth is compulsory, you need to give it, but over and above the zakah, there is a duty. It is recommended. It is good if you were to give. Kindness to your parents is your duty. To go out of your way for them is recommended. May Allah Almighty grant us that goodness. So if you would like Allah Almighty to bless you in your life, learn to remember Him. As we say, staying away from prohibitions is remembrance of Allah. When you want to do something wrong, you remember Allah. And you remember Allah, so it makes you stay away from the wrong. You are already close to Allah. You are proving your relationship with Allah and you are stating, oh Allah, you mean more to me and my relationship with you is far more important than this sin that I'd like to commit. So I'm not going to do it because I love you more than my attraction to the sin. Subhanallah Rabbil Alamin. Ponder over this. Think about it. But Allah knows that sometimes because you and I are human beings, we might fall, we might falter. You remember Allah, but your human weakness makes you do something that was not pleasing to Allah. So guess what He says? Subhanallah Rabbil Alameen.
وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَن يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ أولئك جزاؤهم مغفرة من ربهم وجنات.
سبحان الله. What a beautiful, powerful verse. The mercy of Allah is encapsulated in this verse. Allah says, those who wronged themselves by committing immorality, those who committed fahisha. Fahisha is adultery, fornication, or any form of immorality. Allah says, or they wronged themselves. Look at how Allah is in power and in grandeur and in majesty. When you commit a sin, He didn't say you went against me. Wallahi, He said you went against yourself. Subhanallah. Why? He doesn't need you or me. He is Allah.
وَاللَّهُ الْغَنِيُّ وَأَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ.
Allah reminds you and I, He is independent. And you and I are the ones who are dependent on Him. Wallahi, my breathing, my eyesight, my body, my organs, my limbs, my sustenance, my existence, I am totally reliant on Allah. If He wants with one pinprick, He can mess my whole life. May Allah not do that to us. May Allah keep us in the condition we are and better, and may He help us to improve our relationship with Him. So Allah says, those who have committed immorality, they did something wrong, or they wronged themselves. And I explained what is the meaning of wrong themselves, because it's a sin, but you're not wronging Allah in that sense. You're not affecting Him, you're affecting yourself. Allah says, ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. They committed the wrong, but they remembered Allah and they sought forgiveness for their sin immediately. وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And they did not continue engaging in that while knowing. Allah says, you know what we do for those people? They seek forgiveness for their sins and they try their best and ultimately change their lives. Allah says, those are the ones whom we have forgiven and granted paradise. Ulaika jazaohum. Those are the ones. Ulaik is a beautiful terminology. Allah is pointing out who He created Jannah for. He created Jannah for those who sinned and sought forgiveness. So when you have sinned, it does not mean Jannah is out of your reach. My brothers and sisters, Allah has promised in the Quran, no matter how much you have sinned, your tawbah, your turning to Allah, your repentance is good enough to render you pure once again, and you deserve paradise. During your stay on earth, there needs to come a point when you recognize your Maker. During your stay on earth, there needs to come a point when you recognize that you are not going to last here forever, no matter who you are. So prepare to meet with the one whom you are going to return to. Make peace with Him. Make peace with Allah. Your life will go easy. The day you die a beautiful death. My brothers, my sisters, a reminder for myself and yourselves. Allah loves you. The question is, do you love Him? It's easy to say, yes, I love Allah. But it's shown by your actions, by the way you treat the other creatures that Allah made. Today we're not prepared to greet one another. But if you love Allah, you will remember, Allah made me, Allah made him. I need to make peace with him. Subhanallah. It might not be easy because stubbornness overtakes humankind. Shaitan and the devil comes and plays with our minds. We call it waswasa. Shaitan will come and tamper and whisper. But you keep trying for the sake of Allah. Allah will judge you based on your trial. Did you try? Did you intend? Did you work towards? Even if you did not ultimately achieve, we wrote the reward for you. Similarly, my brothers, my sisters, no matter how much of sin you are swimming in or you have swam in, you need to remember the only one who judges you based on your repentance is Allah. The rest of the world will judge you based on your sin. Today, if a person is witnessed by others committing a sin, be it a bottle or gambling or drugs, whatever it may be, may Allah protect us and our offspring from those bad habits. People will spread rumor. They will spread story. When they see you 20 years later, they will continue to talk. This brother's a gambler. This brother's a drinker. They will not know you quit it some time back. Allah says it's irrelevant what you did in your past. P-A-S-T. That's what it is. Your past is your past. It's not your present and it will not be your future. That's what it is. Allah says, we judge you based on your repentance. We don't want to look at the past. We want to look at who you are now. Now, therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, remember Allah. Develop a relationship with Him. Your love and my love for Allah should be way beyond something sinful that is going to displease Allah. You and I know what is halal, what is haram, what is farad, what is haram, and so on. We know what it is. May Allah strengthen us. Allahumma kfina bihalalika an haramik wa ghnina bifadlika amman siwak. O Allah, grant us sufficiency in halal so that we do not go into haram. And O Allah, grant us sufficiency in your sustenance so that we rely on none other than you. That is a dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers, my sisters, when you remember Allah and you look and you ponder over the greatness of Allah, you realize how insignificant you are as a man, as a human being. We might be ashraful khalqi or ashraful makhluqati. Humankind definitely has been granted nobility. Humankind has been granted honor. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. Allah says, indeed, we have honored the children of Adam, meaning humankind. Indeed. And Allah created us in the best posture possible. He challenges in the Quran regarding the posture. What is the posture? Let me tell you what is the posture. Where are your eyes? They are here. Where is your nose? It is here. Where is your mouth? It is under the nose. Where is your chin? It is under the mouth. Where is your hair? It is on top of my head. Where is your brain? Where are your ears? How are your fingers? Where is the thumb? Where is the baby finger? Where is the first one? And so on. Allah says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We have created man with the best posture. Can any one of you think of a better place to put your eyes? Allah challenges you. Impossible. Can you think of a better place to put your nose? Can you think of a better place where your baby finger or thumb will be? Allah says, never. We made you the best. There's no chance. They created robots upon robots upon robots until they got to a robot in recent times that they had to mimic what man looks like, right? Because they know that's the best posture you could have. That is Allah, your Lord, challenges you. He says, there's no chance. Think of it, if you had one eye at the back, what would happen? La ilaha illallah. We'd look like little devils. My beloved brothers, my sisters, this is the favor of Allah upon you. Now that Allah has favored us with the best posture, He wants us to also be the best of creation, the best of all the other creatures. May Allah Almighty not make us from among those who forget Him. Not too late, my brothers, my sisters, not only today. Today, I ask Allah to forgive me all my shortcomings. And I invite you to seek the forgiveness of Allah. I invite you an invitation better than an invitation to food and drink. I invite you an invitation better than any invitation to any function that can be, that is an invitation to turn to the Lord of the worlds with a warm tear that rolls down your cheeks and you say, "Oh Allah, enough of what I've been doing. I turn to you, Ya Ilah al-Alameen." I promise you one tear will grant you paradise. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks about a person who remembers Allah all on his own. And he thinks of how insignificant he is and what he's done and how forgiving Allah is and how loving Allah is. And Allah Almighty says, if we had to punish you because of the sins that you committed, you would have been destroyed. But we give you time. We give you respite. The Prophet, peace be upon him, says, رَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيًا فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَا. One of the seven categories of people who will be granted the shade on the day of judgment. It's called a VIP status. Today you're a VIP, you get excited, you get preferential treatment, you're happy. MashaAllah, you look like someone important. You want to be important. Have you ever shed a tear for Allah all on your own? In fact, not even shedding the tear, just that your eyes became filled with a tear for Allah. What hasn't Allah given you?
Ya ayyuha al-insanu ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem alladhi khalaqaka fasawwaka fa'adalak fi ayyi suratin ma sha'a rakkabak.
Allah is reminding man, oh man, what has deceived you against your own Lord who made you? Why are you distant from your Maker? What has deceived you against your Lord who made you? He fashioned you. He gave you your shape, your posture, whatever you have. May Allah Almighty grant us all steadfastness. My brothers, my sisters, Friday has been given the greatest importance from the days of the week because we come to the house of Allah and we show that we are one ummah and we listen and see and watch. We change our lives and we are softened so that we can change the lives of others. You give out a little charity as you're entering or exiting. You come in a little bit early. You listen to a short message by the imam. That message should be driven from the messages of Allah that He's delivered to us through the blessed lips of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And guess what that will do for you? A small dose. It's not going to be long. It's going to be a short dose, but wallahi, it should be life-changing. That's why we come to the masjid. If or any of you have come to the house of Allah today, I'm sure the intention is number one, to please Allah, to fulfill the duty I have. But I want to come in and listen to a word that will move me to be a better person. And guess what? Just as the battery needs charging every so often, of a mobile phone, and you and I know that, we as human beings also need charging every so often. So when you come on a Friday, and then you come on the other Friday, two things happen. Many things happen, but I'll mention two. Number one, there is a recharge. You come and listen to a new message, just when you were dwindling and becoming weak, and starting to sense the waves of all the challenges of this world, you have a recharge. Secondly, الْجُمُعَةُ إِلَى الْجُمُعَةِ كَفَّارَةٌ لِمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. All the minor sins between the two Fridays that you have committed, wiped out. Allahu Akbar. Just by your attendance, wiped out. So come early. Come early to the masjid. MashaAllah. May Allah Almighty grant us goodness. And may Allah Almighty bless every one of us.
Remember to ponder over the favors of Allah upon you. Without pondering, you won't be able to count them or understand them. And they should make you realize the insignificance of man. Take a look at the James Webb telescope that we have right now. Download the app if need be, just to look at what they are discovering every single day in terms of planets that are bigger than the biggest planets they've ever discovered. And they're discovering millions of these planets, and as it moves, it is discovering more and more and more. فَسُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْأَعْلَى. That is Allah. Are you aware of what's going on? They said we have a galaxy. They are now saying we have many galaxies. Where does it end? They don't know. They do not know. They will not know. And it is Allah who knows. May Allah Almighty forgive all of us and grant us ease. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'ani wa sunnati wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bima fihima min al ayati wal hikmati. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisairil muslimin fastaghfiruhu innahu huwal ghafurur rahim.